Urban rivers and canals can be just plain filthy. The stench, the murky water, the bobbing trash can keep people away. The Bronx River was one such body of water, but a major cleanup effort beginning in 1997 has made that river home again to 45 species of fish, and this week, a 46th. The Wildlife Conservation Society, which runs the Bronx Zoo and protects animals worldwide, and New York Democratic Congressman Jose Serrano reintroduced herring into the Bronx River. Mr. Serrano joins us from his office on Capitol Hill to talk about that. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Now, what is so significant about bringing back herring to the Bronx River?
Well, the Bronx River has become in so many ways a symbol of the bringing back of life in general to the Bronx. The Bronx was that place that Howard Cosell featured during the World Series in the 1970s, and it was burning on worldwide television. And we had a very, very difficult time for the Apache, the Bronx, the movies, the bad jokes on TV.
Right.
Then it began to make a comeback. And at the center of that comeback was a desire by a lot of folks to bring back the river. The river became a symbol of a lot of things around it, an environmental movement that never existed in the Bronx. Now we're in the process of putting benches along the way, of building greenways. For a people who live among cement, has become something totally different to the existence of New York City life.
Why herring? I mean, why not catfish? Why not trout? Why not? Why herring?
Well, if I was trying to be funny here, I would tell you herring because the Bronx had some of the greatest delis in the history of New York City. But the real reason, people who know about this much more than I do, is that herring is the next step where now these fish will lay eggs, they'll travel up the river and out to sea, up to Maine. They will return 2 or 5 years from now to bring eggs again. In the meantime, the eggs and the fish themselves become, I'm sorry to say, part of the food chain. And those people who, again, understand much more than I do about these things claim that this is a major step in bringing back what once used to be a great river. But Jonas Bronk, the man who the borough is named after, decided to build some dams and just stop the flow of fish. It's the symbol that even in the middle of the greatest and at times toughest city on earth, you can enjoy a river.
Now, be honest with me here. If an amateur fisherman pulled a herring from the Bronx River and prepared it for you, would you eat it?
I'm told by the folks at the local college that I shouldn't do that yet. However, having grown up with a lot of Jewish kids, I know where to go to get some good herring.
Well, thank you very much. Democratic Congressman Jose Serrano, speaking to us from his office in Washington. Thank you so much.
Thank you.